Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel, and we're still talking about the kingdom of God in the context of the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're saying that the Lord Jesus Christ preached a very specific doctrine, and it's called the doctrine of Christ. Amen. And the church must know about this doctrine. Very important. Hallelujah. And today we're going to be talking about repentance, because the gospel of the kingdom leads with repentance. The doctrine of Christ leads with repentance. Amen. So the gospel that we're hearing today, where people are just told that God loves you, God wants to give you money, God wants to take care of your needs, God wants to heal you, God does heal. Amen. We spoke about that in the previous program when we spoke about demonstrating the power of the kingdom. Amen. God does heal the sick. God does provide for his people. God casts out devils. God does all these things. Amen. But that's not the point. That's not the point. Glory to God. The point is something else. Amen. Those things are means to an end. Hallelujah. And we do them and we encourage them. They must be done. In fact, they're commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We must heal the sick. We must cast out devils. We must cleanse the leper. We must raise the dead. That is a commandment from the Lord Jesus Christ. But today we'll be talking about repentance, and we'll understand why repentance is so important. Matthew 4:17 says, from that time Jesus began to preach, to say, repent. You see that? Repent. Why? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ preached the gospel of the kingdom. So at the heart of the doctrine of Christ is the kingdom of God, the message of the kingdom. Glory to God. But then he didn't say the kingdom of God has arrived. No, he's saying it's coming. Hence, they need to repent. But now, what's going to happen when the kingdom arrives on earth? Amen. So the Lord is about to tell us now. In Luke 19, 12 to 27 says, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He's talking about himself. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the nobleman. He's the nobleman. Amen. So he says he went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So here he's talking about himself. He has come here to the earth. Now he's going to go to a far country. He's talking about heaven. Amen. And then he's going to receive a kingdom. So the Lord died on the cross. He left this planet. He ascended to go and sit at the right hand of the Father to receive the kingdom. Amen. So he says, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Then he's going to return to the earth to set up his kingdom on planet earth, like we'll see now. And he called his 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Amen. So he didn't say that now he has already received the kingdom and the kingdom is here. No, he must go to a far country first. This is heaven, to receive the kingdom, and then he's going to return. But in the meantime, he says now to his servants, ask the church, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, you see, when he was returned, because now the Lord must return. Remember, he's gone to a far country, heaven, to do what? To receive a kingdom unto himself, and then he must return. Amen. But in the meantime, he says to his servants, occupy until I come, meaning until I return. Hallelujah. To do what? To set up my kingdom on planet earth. Now he says in verse 15, and it came to pass that when he was returned, this is now when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to the earth. Amen. Hence the need to tell people, repent. Why? The kingdom of heaven is near. So the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return with that kingdom. So right now, it's still near. Yes, we're in it by the power of the Spirit. That's only the first step. We've been raised up together with Christ, and we are currently seated in heavenly places at the right hand of God. We share the same throne as the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. However, that's only the first step. The culmination of all of this is the Lord returning to planet Earth to set up his kingdom on the earth. Amen. He will return. But in the meantime, we must occupy until he comes. Amen. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, amen, so he'll only receive the kingdom and then return. Then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, he says, because thou hast been faithful in very little, thou shall have authority over 10 cities. So when the Lord returns, we'll be rewarded. Amen. comes with the kingdom will be given authority over 10 cities or however many. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 5 pounds. He said, likewise unto him, be thou also over 5 cities. This is now the reward for faithfulness. Amen. When the Lord returns with the kingdom. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound for which I kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge you. Amen. So when he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, not only will the kingdom come with rewards, it will also come with judgment. Judgment. Glory to God. Hence the need to repent. They need to repent. Amen. So he says, you knew that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that did which I did not sow. And he says, wherefore, glory to God, thou givest not thou money, he says, into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury, he says. Amen. Hallelujah. So now the Lord is going to come with judgment. He's now judging the servant. And he said unto them that stood by, take him, take from him the pound and give it to him that has 10 pounds. We'll do these parables at another stage. But here we're just making the point that when the kingdom comes, there's going to be judgment. Hence, the need to repent now. Then he says, and they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, this is not the Lord again. For unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that has not, even that which he has shall be taken away from him. Amen. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me. Amen. So you will see that when the Lord says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, is because when the kingdom returns, there's going to be judgment. Hence the need to repent. People must repent. So when you tell people the Lord loves you, the Lord cares about you, come as you are and whatever, we're not really preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom, the doctrine of Christ, leads with repentance. Like the Lord preached, it leads with repentance. Glory to God. Leads with repentance. We must tell people to repent of their sin. Why? The kingdom of heaven is near. When it comes, there's going to be judgment. Therefore, people must repent of their sin while there's still time. They must run for the mercy of the cross, run to the cross, receive forgiveness for their sins. They must receive the Holy Spirit, be empowered to lead a holy life. Amen. When the Lord returns, they won't be judged for their sins. Amen. And therefore, the Lord will then reward them with the kingdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mark 9:47-50 says, and if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat do not die and the fire is not quenched. Amen. This is what the Lord preached. This is the doctrine of Christ. He's saying, listen, if your eye gives you a problem, causes you to stumble, pluck it out. Pluck it out. Now here he's making a point. He's making a point. The Lord is making a point. He's saying, listen, when the kingdom comes, glory to God, there's going to be such judgment. It's going to be so strict. It's going to be so severe that, listen, if your eye is giving you problems here, pluck it out, remove it. If your hand is giving you problems, cut it off. Amen. So he says it is better for you to enter the kingdom of God, because he's talking about the kingdom to come. Amen. So not everybody is going to enter that kingdom. Amen. So here he's not talking about the kingdom being in our midst now by the power of the Spirit. That's only the first stage. The Lord will return with the kingdom when he returns. Amen. So he says, if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. So, you know, if you're stumbling currently, he's saying you're in trouble. Because if you keep stumbling like that, the kingdom will come. And when he comes, he's going to judge. Amen. Those who've been living the way they've been living. Amen. So he says, it is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell. Hence the need to repent. Hence the need to repent. This is the gospel of the kingdom. This is the doctrine of Christ. This is what the Lord taught. He says, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. So he's warning. So the gospel of the kingdom comes with a deep warning. The first thing we say to people is repent. It's a warning. Our message is a warning. Amen. It's a warning, because now the kingdom of heaven is near. When it comes, there's going to be judgment. There's going to be judgment. Glory to God. Therefore, men must repent. Matthew 13:41-42 says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. Amen. And shall cast them into a furnace. He shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing he says. There shall be wailing, amen, and gnashing of teeth. This is the law. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Glory to God. So it's a warning. It's a warning. So the message of the kingdom is a warning. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns, there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we can't just preach the gospel of the kingdom as if when the kingdom comes, it will all be merry. Amen. It won't be like that. There's going to be judgment. Glory to God. Luke 12. Glory to God. Verse 4 to 5. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do, he says. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. He's talking about himself. This is the Lord now. So people say, but you know, Jesus went about just talking nice things to people. He was this man. He was just preaching love and whatever. Of course, the Lord says that we must love one another. Amen. The Lord himself is the King of love. However, he came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He led with the word repent. That's the first word he said. Repent. Why? The kingdom of heaven is near. Amen. When the kingdom comes, there's going to be judgment. So he says people must repent in this age. We are simply not saying that. In our generation of this, we are not preaching that. And it's something we should be preaching. Amen. So the Lord says, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do. This is now people on earth. They can persecute us and kill us. The Lord will return and raise us from the dead. They can't do anything beyond that, really. But then he says, but I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he has killed you, amen, has power to cast you into hell. And I say unto you, fear him. He's talking about himself. The Lord Jesus Christ has the power to throw people into hell. Glory be to God. Amen. So the gospel of the kingdom is a warning, a stern warning. Luke 13:1-4 says, there were present at that season some that told him that the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the sacrifices, amen. And Jesus answered, said unto them, suppose that ye, these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. He says, or I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye likewise shall perish. So the Lord is like that. You repent or you perish. Perish where? In the lake of fire. Amen. On the day of judgment. He says you must repent in this age. That's why he led with the word repent. Amen. There must be repentance. Glory be to God. Verse 4 says, or those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye not that there were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That is the doctrine of the Lord spoke like this. The Lord sounds like this. He's still like this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll never change. Glory to God. So he says, except we repent, we'll also perish. Amen. Acts 2:37, the Apostle Peter, he says, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the others, the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent, repent. He leads with repent. Amen. And be baptized. So he told them to repent. Glory to God. They must repent. And then in verse 40 says, with many other words, he warned them. So the Apostle Peter didn't preach this glossy message. Oh, Jesus loves you. Oh, Jesus died for your sins. Oh, whatever. No, he says with many other words, he warned them and pleaded with them. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. He warned them because he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And when the kingdom comes, there's going to be judgment. So he's pleading with them out of love. He's saying, listen, save yourselves. Amen. In our generation, we don't have preachers who tell people, save yourself. You can't afford to go to hell. If you get there, you'll never come out. You'll burn forever. You don't want to do that. Therefore, take the mercy of the cross now because the kingdom of heaven is near. So repent now. Glory to God. So we're simply not saying that to people. Hallelujah. Acts 17:30-31 says, in the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world, he says, with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. When the kingdom of heaven comes, there's going to be judgment. The Lord Jesus is going to judge the living and the dead. That's why we need to repent in this age. Repent. Why? The kingdom of heaven is near. That message is still relevant today. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness in all nations, to all the world, he says, and then the end will come. Amen. We must preach the gospel of the kingdom and tell people to repent now. Why? The kingdom is near. Amen. When it comes, it will come with judgment. Glory to God. God bless you. I hope that message has blessed you as much as it has me. Amen. Until next time. Amen. Glory to God.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.